welcome. I'm Tyluna Goyo, co-founder and director of We Are the Seeds. You are listening to From Here with a View, a We Are the Seeds Philadelphia podcast. We recently had the honor of visiting with Narragansett and Niantic elder Paula Dove Jennings, educator, storyteller, and children's book author. In this episode, Paula shares a sweetest love story. Here now is part one of our chat with Paula Dove Jennings.
Okay, my father's name was Ferris Babcock Dove. He was born in Old Lyme, Connecticut, and raised in Westerly. My mother's name is Eleanor Spears, and she was born and raised in East Providence, Rhode Island. There came a time when they were having dances at the different fire barns, and they would take the big trucks, the fire trucks, and move them outside, and they would have a dance floor in there. And the people would have to come in. They had to come in through the back stairways upstairs where there were rooms for the firefighters to put their things, and they would put their coats there. Well, there was dance coming up, and my mother and her cousins were ready to go to the dance, and when they got there, they were a little bit late. They said, my mother was excited because she had heard that there were some Narragansett people coming up from the country to come to this dance. So they're on the upper level and they look down and they could see the different people dancing, some from the city, some from the country. And my mother's look around and she said, he's real tall. I heard he's over 6 feet tall. And finally over in the corner, she saw him, my father, Ferris. She said, that's the one. I'm taking the tall one. And my dad didn't know it, but she had put her finger on him. They danced. They started dating. Whenever he could afford it, he would come to the city and they would dance or go out, go to the park, whatever. And they ended up getting married. And they decided that they were going to live in the country. So my father worked in South County. So they ended up being caretakers for a house on called Chumawaukee Lodge, and which was where a group of lawyers would come and stay and spend a weekend or a week. And my parents lived in what was called the cottage. It was an 8-room house next door. We didn't have electricity in those days. We had kerosene lamps and well water. And when the people that owned it, was Senator Green, would come down and his friends, mostly all men, and they would stay in the lodge and my mother would cook for them and my father would take them out. They'd go quahogging or go deer hunting, and they caught a deer. My father would have to prepare it. It would be hung up and take the skin off and whatever else you have to do to get the meat prepared. And then my mother would cook it for them. And it was a lot of fun in those days. My father had a garden. I thought everybody had a garden. I grew up in the country and most of my classmates' families had gardens. So I was always used to fresh vegetables and whatever, fresh water fish or ocean fish or quahogs, or my father got rabbits or deer or quail, and that would be our meals. This was in the early part of the 1940s, and I can remember during the war years having to have Spam because we'd run out of meat. And my mother would fry it on our wood stove, and we could put a little mustard on it, and that would be the meat that was with our Johnny cakes or potatoes or whatever she had, whatever canned vegetables that she had canned from the garden. It could be string beans or beets or peas. and corn. So I grew up not knowing that we were poor, because we had food, we had shelter. We got to do fun things, like my brother and I would go through the woods to visit our cousins. By the road, they were about 2 miles away. And we were told not to go there, that we would sneak through the woods, go and visit our cousins, or sometimes they would sneak through the woods and come visit us, the Wilcoxes. And we'd play hide and go seek or hopscotch with my cousin Marie and I. And the boys would always want to play hide and seek, and so we would have to do that so that we could all play together. If one of the boys happened to have a ball, whether it was a baseball, a football, or a basketball, we'd play some kind of ball game, dodgeball or whatever. And we just had fun growing up. And we girls would always like to go out berrying, getting blueberries, raspberries, and hope that our mothers would make us either blueberry slump, which was blueberry and dumplings, or blueberry pie, some kind of treat like that. And once in a while, we always had raw milk in those days, and once in a while my father would make homemade ice cream, which I thought was just amazing that he could put this stuff in this wooden container and just turn and turn and turn and turn, and finally it turned into ice cream. And sometimes we'd put some of the fresh fruits that we had found in that. And that was a great treat for us all. So we really enjoyed that. Had a fun time growing up there. Until I was 9, I only had my brother Mark, who was a year older than me. And we could have fun together and play games together. But he was the biggest teaser in the world. He used to try to trick me. He would hide behind a tree or a bush or something and jump out to scare me. And he thought that was fun. We just played games and we grew up together. Some of the Dove family or some of the Steers family would come down on holidays or weekends and spend a few days with us. And we just thought that was wonderful. Had great aunts and uncles, and they were all good to us. They'd bring us coloring books or crayons or pencils and or sometimes pads. And we thought those were the greatest gifts going. So had a good time growing up there. We got electricity when I was 9. And then we got indoor plumbing at that time. And I thought it was great. It had a light in the bedroom, a light on the stairs to go up the stairs. We no longer had a wood stove. My mother didn't have to worry, you know, about making sure my father filled the wood box. And he would fill it all the way to the ceiling. And my mother would burn it up so fast. So then he started lowering it down a foot lower, then a 2 foot lower. And then he'd do it level to the wood, because he said no matter how much wood she put in there, she's going to burn it. Whether it was cooking or keeping the house warm. So it was fun growing up in the country. It was on Buckeye Brook Road in Charlestown. And we had the Wilcox family was the closest cousins, and then we had the Spears family, which were about 2 miles away. And all of us kids would sneak through the woods to visit each other so we could play. But we'd know what time our parents were coming home, and we didn't have watches. We'd look at the sun and we'd say, oh, it's almost time for them to come home. We got to get home and get our chores done. Sometimes my brother hadn't taken his trash out or whatever his chore was, and he'd say, go delay him, go delay him. I didn't know what delay meant, so I'd just run out to the car and chit-chat and talk and gave him time to get his chores done and before our parents came into house, so he wasn't in trouble. So it was fun growing up, riding the school bus back and forth to school. We went to Well, it's in Charlestown, but at that time it was called Pawcatuck Valley School. And it was a good school. It was a place where we could see other cousins. The other cousins were all Narragansett, just like I was. And there would be the Spears family, the Brown family. There would be Johnsons, Wilcoxes, Hopkins. And so we always felt good because we were raised to believe this was our land. This is Narragansett, Niantic country. And we always loved the woods and the country. And we'd go out with the elders. All of our cousins did the same thing. And we would learn about finding different herbs, and different teas, herbs that could be used for teas, different inner box that we could get. And it was just interesting. And it was great that the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, the older cousins would all do these things with us. Holidays we usually spent with grandparents. Sometimes it was my grandmother, grandfather in East Providence. Other times it was my grandmother and grandfather in Westerly. And sometimes it was the whole family from both sides would be at our home in Charlestown. And it was always great. They were all good cooks. So my mother's father was a chef, a professional chef. And his mother owned several restaurants in East Providence. So there was a lot of good cooking going on. Of course, my grandmother Dove, she cooked more traditional foods, different chowders, fresh fish, crabs, whatever the men happened to bring home. So we grew up happy and fun. And I didn't know that we were poor. I didn't figure that out till I was about 12 or 13 years old. But we were rich in our heritage and our culture. We went to different powwows, went a couple of times to Maine, often to Connecticut, and every year we'd go down to Mashpee. And families from down there would come up to our powwow August meeting and spend the weekend so we could all go to the powwows together. And it was great because we saw friends and family, and we learned different dances. We learned to appreciate the drumming. And even now, I'm 82, I don't dance in the circle anymore, but when the drumming starts, my feet start going right with the rhythm. It just feels good inside having your feet on Mother Earth and Grandfather Sky is out there and the sun is beaming down and you see them dancing and you see people, little children to the tribal elders, all out there in the circle. And it's just a good feeling. It makes your heart feel good, makes your inner spirit feel good, makes you proud of being Niantic, Narragansett, or if you're a Wampanoag, Scattercook. We used to go to Long Island to their powwows. And just good way to grow up, knowing your culture, never forgetting it, and always reminding your classmates, this was our land. It still is. You might be living here. You might be doing some things that aren't so great, cutting down trees that should be lasting, developing things, putting roads in, bridges in. Okay, that's for today. Just remember, my ancestors were there first, and I'm proud of them. I'm proud that so many have still survived. I'm proud that I'm still here. My mother lived to 101. I don't know whether I'll make it that far, but I'm trying my best. I have had 3 children. 2 are deceased now. I have 1 son, 6 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. So I have been blessed by the Creator, and I thank Him for that.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of From Here with a View, a We Are the Seeds Philadelphia podcast. Special thanks to Paula Dove Jennings and the Tahmacquag Museum in Arcadia, Rhode Island. From Here with a View, a We Are the Seeds Philadelphia podcast is produced by Michelle St. John, with music by Zachariah Julian and original logo art by Jason Weesaw. This podcast is funded in part by Independence Public Media Foundation. For more information, please visit wearetheseeds.org.